to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of academia.edu, and as always, thrilled to be with you as we peel back the layers of academic work. Today, I'll be unpacking a powerful, really thought-provoking paper by Ruku E. An. I just want to remind everyone, I'm here presenting this neutrally. I'm not endorsing rejecting ideas. You know the drill. The paper we're diving into is called Taputama O'Ora Framework, Wakapapa of a Wound, Series Part 3, Trauma, Bonding, and Interrational Transmission. Quite a there's lot on. So what's at the heart of this paper? Basically, it's grappling with a super complex and honestly pretty un-question. Why do some wounds from our childhood, like emotional neglect or needing to step a caregiver role way too soon, just seem stick with us? And even more, that how these wounds get carried not just into our own adult lives, but, wow, sometimes into our kids too. The author zeroes in the concept of trauma bonding and this thing called debt-based love, asking, is it possible we recreating old in our relationships just because, well, that's what our nervous system thinks is normal? And, pause for a second there. Isn't it odd sometimes you realize that an argument or dynamic you keep having with someone just feels familiar? Like, wait, why do I always end up back? Anyway, sorry, that's me digressing. Getting back to the big significance is pretty clear. If these patterns are mostly invisible and deeply wired in us, then how do break out of? Especially if, as the author, simply moving a new place or ending a relationship isn't enough. Because, as the saying goes, wherever you go, there are. So anyway, let's look at Hauzon unpacks this, explain this. The draws on attachment theory, Bowlby, Ainsworth, and shows how a child's first sort of install a relational operating system in the brain is not something just switch off by reading a cell book, unfortunately. Example, there's the story of Mom Was Emotionally and Who Had to Parent Her Sibling. Mia, up and over finds herself in relationships that get this replay the wound just with new people. It's not a character flaw, lack of insights, bodies, and brain's attempt to find what it knows deep down. That template is running show behind the scenes. Science part here is really cool in a slightly terrifying way, like our brains get trained by we endure as kids. So later, even a bad relationship can feel like home trauma bonds are so gripping, partly because the good, when they do come, are intense, kind of like a high after a genuinely rough patch. So your body starts craving that cycle. This is called intermittent reinforcement, and it makes gambling so addictive too. So even if someone like Mia moves cities or countries, same inner logic, the internal model, comes along for the ride. You carry that relational script until you find a way to update it. And this is important. The update to be rational has to be sort of embodied the nervous system new experiences of safety, mutual care, and repair to rewire. Now here's another angle. Kids who grow up watching these relational dances absorb lessons about love, safety, and gender roles way before anyone sits them for the. I mean, they're constructing their own templates by soaking up the household's everyday vibes and rupture, warmth, and withdrawal. It's like air they breathe. The author flags waiting for obvious relationship breakdowns before stepping in for kids, way late because lessons already, to speak. Unique aspect of work is how it uses Kaupapa Maori frameworks, Wakapapa, which isn't just but traces patterns and energy in relationships. It talks about how or force circulating or not within. When care is always out, the how gets for everyone, and that sense of imbalance gets passed along. This moves the conversation from blaming individuals to issues as system-level things, a crucial perspective, especially for marginalized groups. For listeners, is in this you? First, if you find in a pattern or echoes of it in your family, this paper says, hey, it's not all self-control or power. Recognizing your template and getting support that addresses both mind and body, like somatic or cultural approaches if that fits, can make difference. If you're raising kids, your ordinary interactions are shaping their relational map. Every tiny moments matter. And above all, the paper insists, what has a Wakapapa or origin can have an ending. Patterns aren't destiny, but change needs safety, relationships, and support. Not quick fixes. Again, presenting all this neutrally. I'm not advising anyone to follow these steps or saying this is the truth. Research is always evolving, right? These are insights to chew on, not absolute rules. And as wrap up, sometimes when we learn these systems, it can feel heavy, even aging, like, ugh, am I stuck? I think's powerful about the paper is its hope. Awareness is the first step, the last one. If for your own Wakapapa of a wound, maybe it's the moment to start a new chapter. Thanks for tuning in to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, always happy to take you on these deep dives into the latest academic thinking. Stay curious, and remember, nose template is fault, but we all get to decide what comes next. Until next time, bye now.